time now to chat to our next guest, and that is Boyd Woodcock. Some rough news over the last sort of 3 or 4 days. So Boyd was amongst a bunch of players who were told they won't be getting a contract for next year at Port Adelaide after 12 games since being drafted in 2018. He joins us this morning. G'day, Boyd. How are you, mate?
G'day, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, it's good to speak to you this morning. Obviously, some pretty rough news over the last sort of few days. How did you find out, and I suppose what were the reasons that the club gave you?
So my manager gave me a call a few days ago and just said, you're going to get a call from Kenny and it's not going to go your way. And he just wanted to let me know before Kenny called me. Kenny obviously gave me the ring and let me know and said, unfortunately, the club's going a different way and it'll be good for me to get opportunities elsewhere, whether that be, you know, at another AFL club, which is what I'm hoping for. But if not, then at the state level. And that way, at least I'll be able to get more games in. I think last year was a bit frustrating in terms of I only played 6 or 7 full sample games and 5 full games of AFL and then 2 as a sub as well.
Did you have an indication towards the back end of the year or even at the exit meeting that this sort of might be on the cards? Were you told to wait until the trade period is over for your future? Where did you think it sat towards the end of the season?
I was told, yeah, obviously to wait to the end of the trade period. I think for most of the year I was pretty confident. I thought, you know, I'm only 21, come in, I've played 12 games in the last 2 years, still developing, but obviously clubs decided to go a different way, which you know, I completely respect that. So, yeah.
But did they give you any advice or sort of any indication of areas that you needed to improve?
I'm not... to be honest, it was more of just you've done everything you could from... where you were when I first got to the club to get to where I am now, and I should be proud of that, and which I am, and very grateful for the opportunity, mate. And you know, hopefully I can keep working on my game and get opportunities elsewhere.
So you played the 12 games. Can you tell us how difficult it is to play as that small forward? Because you've got the big targets that generally the midfielders look to. If an opposition has a spare defender, you're generally the one who has to try and round that up. You're pushing up into the contest. Can you just tell us how hard it is to find yourself at home as that small forward?
Oh, I reckon, you know, it could be a bit biased, but I think that playing the half-forward role is probably the hardest role in the game to play. There's so much unrewarded work that goes on behind the scenes that no one ever notices. As you said, the running up and down and defensively in terms of the shape and stuff you provide. You know, I think that there's a lot of criticism for players that play the half-forward role that just because they don't get, you know, 15, 20 touches and a couple goals a game. But my personal experience, you know, with Bass is... have a look at some of the best small forwards in the comp, like Dan Butler and stuff, and they're only having 12 and a goal a game, pretty much, and then can go on and have a few games where they have big ones. So it's just, yeah, it's a very difficult role to play, for sure.
Oh, mate, we hope there's another opportunity waiting for you, because clearly you're up to it, but you're just trying to break into a side that was really stacked. Has there been much interest? I know it's only been a few days, but any nibbles?
My manager's getting in touch with a few clubs at the moment. I'm not too sure. He said he's going to just give me some time to relax and have a think about things, and then he'll call me at some stage this week and get in touch as to what it's looking like with that.
In the meantime, what do you do? Do you have, in terms of the body, do you have a week or so off, or do you sort of start training, get yourself in ripping nick?
Well, since... Port Adelaide finished, we had a couple of weeks off, and then I started training pretty much straight away. So I'm in pretty good nick at the moment and trying to stay on top of that. And my girlfriend's a bit of a nutter as well. Yeah, she's fitness freak, so I'll be exercising a fair bit with her.
Yeah. What about off-field, Boyd? Did you do some studying in your few years at Port Adelaide? Have you got anything to fall back on?
I was doing a double degree in human movement and teaching, but I wasn't a huge fan of it. So I dropped out of that, but I've done my level two coaching, and I'm about to start my real estate course as well.
Very nice. Mate, I'm guessing as well that maybe several sample sides have been in contact with you, but any sort of decisions there? No doubt at the top of the list, the Roosters would have been calling.
Yeah, if I play sample, I'll only play for North Adelaide. I'm not too sure whether I will be playing sample, which I've spoken to Serge about, but if I am to play sample, then yeah, I'll definitely play for North Adelaide.
What did you make of the year from Port Adelaide? Did you feel like it was a missed opportunity? I thought it was probably the best year, home finals and everything to go through and win a grand final. How did you assess Port Adelaide's season?
Yeah, it was a tough year in terms of getting to where we got to, and not going as well as we would have liked in the preliminary final. Obviously, got a bit of a drumming from the Bulldogs, but I think that we're still young enough. We've still got a lot of depth and growth to be had. I think there's some great players there, Butty, Connor, that are still, 21. So I think they've got a big future ahead. In terms of the season as a whole, though, I think that, they got wins when it counted, which in previous seasons they hadn't been able to do. They got over games, like close games. For example, the St Kilda one, the GWS one, Bulldogs end of the year, that if it was in seasons before, they wouldn't have won. So that's a great stepping stone for them. And I'm sure that'll help them in the future as well.
Whether it be coaches or players, who when you look back, had the most, I suppose, influence on you developing your game at the club?
I think the biggest one for me, obviously, Nathan Bassett, who's a forward line coach. Chad Corns as well, he's a development coach in the forward line. They spent a lot of time with me, and both on-field and off-field really helped me to become, not just a better footballer, but a better person as well, which I've spoken to them both about and said I'll be forever grateful for. Spent a lot of time with Lokes, who's a Sandful coach as well. He's a legend and pretty similar. Like, he's obviously helped me a lot with my game. They're probably the three biggest from the coaching staff. And, all the boys, I'll miss them all. It's a difficult time when you leave the club because you've obviously made a lot of close friendships. But, looking forward to what's next.
Have you spoken to Jared Leanett? Obviously, you got the similar news. How's he holding up?
Yeah, Leanett's one of my good mates. So I've stayed in contact with him. We'll catch up for a beer. He's just away on holidays at the moment. But, I think he's in a very similar boat to me. He was a little bit disappointed, obviously, as you would be. And I'm sure that if the opportunity were to present itself at another club for him, we'll take it with both hands as well.
You touched on it before, Boyd, but are you a midfielder / forward or a forward / midfielder? What's your ideal position?
At AFL level, I'd say I'm definitely a half forward and a small forward. But if the opportunity were to present itself, then, yeah, I'd like to think that I can go through the midfield. I wouldn't say that I'm a permanent midfielder at this stage. I've been able to go through the midfield, and I played the last couple of games in the sample as a midfielder, which was nice. I spoke to Kenny before those games and said, mate, I haven't played much footy this year because I've been carryover emergency and sub and all that sort of stuff. So I just like to get my hands on the footy and play a couple of games in the midfield. So that is pretty much the reason for me playing through the midfield in the last couple of games. But yeah, I think at AFL level on the forward for sure.
Oh, mate, we appreciate your time this morning, and it's just one of those rough calls. I mean, Jared Leavitt's in the exact same position where, I'm sure there is another AFL side out there that's looking at you right now thinking, well, absolutely, you can play on a side, and hopefully that happens, mate. We'll catch up with you again really soon, and all the best with it all.
No problem. Thanks for having me, lad.
Boyd Woodcock joining us this morning, and it's probably the worst thing about an AFL club, isn't it, Coons, that they have to make tough decisions sometimes, and no doubt this would have been one of the decisions for the club, along with Jared Leanett and Sam Mays, although they have recommitted with Sam Mays via the rookie list. But there would be some decisions that would take a long time for the club to come up with, because fortunately you can't always keep everyone.
Yeah, particularly with a guy like Boyd, who's only 21. Clearly, best footy is ahead of him. A few injuries and couldn't really break into that side, playing a really tough position. So you'd hope that he gets another opportunity, because you do really start playing your best footy at sort of 23, 24, 25. So he's going to be at the peak of his powers in a couple of years' time. It's just a shame that he didn't get that opportunity at Port Adelaide. So hopefully the lifeline comes, and double degree too, while you're trying to play footy, makes it even more difficult. No wonder he didn't enjoy that side of it.
Mm. And the girlfriend on the side pushing him to get out there and go for a run as well.
Yeah. He gets home from training after doing 15 Ks and the Dale's got the runners at the front door saying, oh, come on, let's go again.
Oh, that's tough.
She's a bit of a nutter.
Just a bit of a nutter.
Hopefully she wasn't listening into that interview.
Good morning to her. No doubt she's listening in.